1. Marcus Salazar would have enjoyed the afternoon trail ride a whole lot more if he'd left his cell phone back at the ranch. He'd set the device to vibrate after ignoring two calls from the office, but he still found himself checking it. He couldn't help it. He'd come to Mesa Falls Ranch, a Western-style luxury corporate retreat here in Montana, for the most important business meeting of his life, to hammer out a deal with his half-brother Devin that would finally give Marcus full control of Salazar Media. Their negotiations couldn't start soon enough to suit him. When his phone began buzzing again, he plucked it from the breast pocket of his canvas jacket and saw that it was Devin calling. Maybe his brother had finally arrived. Marcus reminded himself to be civil and start things on a positive note. He and Devin might have opposing views on the future of Salazar Media and just about everything else, but there was no need to revisit old ground this week. He'd simply discover how to buy out Devin's investment, and they would sever ties at last. He swiped the screen to answer the call.
"I can meet you in the great room in 20 minutes," Marcus said without preamble, grateful for the cooperative Appaloosa who didn't seem to mind his busy hands.
He tried to keep a level grip on the reins with one hand while he held the phone in the other, remembering basic horsemanship from his prep school days.
"I took one of the horses out while I waited for you, but we're almost back to the main lodge now."
Squinting into the late afternoon November sunlight, Marcus could see the pine-covered ridge that sheltered the stables on the 6,000-acre ranch. The acreage was situated close to the Bitterroot River, a place his father, Alonzo Salazar, had visited often, and he talked of bringing Marcus and Devin there for a trip on several occasions. When they'd been kids, there'd been bad blood between their mothers that had made the trip too difficult to orchestrate, and later there'd been plenty of enmity between the men themselves. Now it was too late. Marcus and Devin had said their final goodbyes to Alonzo Salazar last summer after a battle with pancreatic cancer that was over far too quickly. Their father was gone, and he'd been the only reason the brothers had been civil to each other outside the family business. They probably could have dissolved the rest of their ties without coming here, but they were fulfilling a deathbed promise to their father to meet at the ranch before they went their separate ways. For reasons Marcus still didn't understand, their dad had been determined to get Marcus and Devin to this corner of western Montana.
"I'm not in town yet, unfortunately."
Devin's voice competed with a lot of background noise, an announcement over a loudspeaker, the hum of other voices.
"I'm still in the airport in Mumbai."
"Mumbai?" Marcus leaned back in the saddle, stopping the horse on the trail so he could give the call his full attention.
"As in the other side of the globe?"
Frustration simmered in his veins. His brother wouldn't arrive for at least another day.
"I would have called sooner, but my phone and passport were both stolen, and I was detained by customs."
His brother sounded pissed and exhausted.
"Did you recover the phone?"
Confused, Marcus checked the caller ID and saw his brother's face, only to realize Devin had contacted him through a social media messaging service, not a regular call.
"No. I bought a new one at an airport kiosk."
Devin's voice rasped like a man who'd been talking for hours.
"I've got a message into the embassy to get some help returning to the States, but in the meantime, I..."
There was interference on the call, as if Devin was walking through a wind tunnel.
"Should be in Montana soon."
"I missed that." Marcus nudged the Appaloosa's flanks, wondering if the cell signal was weak in this heavily wooded section of the trail. The mayor started forward again.
"I just finalized the deal to bring on Mesa Falls Ranch as a client."
He'd been working on that angle with the ranch owners ever since he'd realized the trip here was inevitable, and he'd received a verbal agreement from one of them earlier in the day.
"I can take an extra day to work on their account personally, but if you're not here in 48 hours, I'm flying back to Los Angeles."
Marcus handled the West Coast office. Devin was his co-president in New York. Only their father had outranked them, and he'd been a mostly silent figurehead CEO.
"There's no need. I..."
Devin's words faded as the connection cut out again.
"As an emissary, she can speak for me."
A loud crackling noise hissed through the device.
"Who?"
Marcus strained to hear what his brother was saying, the tinny voice over a loudspeaker drowning out some of Devin's words, and the poor call quality muting even more.